Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
What's up? It's Tuesday, December 3rd. You're listening to the College Football Daily, a 24/7 sports podcast dedicated to catching you up on and breaking down the day's college football news. My name is Trey Scott. I'm joined by Chris Hummer. Chris, the penultimate college football playoff rankings were just revealed. 1 Ohio State, 2 LSU, 3 Clemson, 4 Georgia. Top 4 stays the same. What's interesting is that the Big 12 is making a push because behind Utah at number 5, you've got OU at 6 and Baylor at 7. So, is your takeaway here that the Big 12 with a win, or the Big 12 with a convincing win is in over Utah?
I mean, if you follow the committee's protocol, which is when teams are comparable at the margins, so if we're assuming that the committee views those three teams in that little pool as somewhat comparable, then you would have to put the Big 12 in. Because Oklahoma would end up with 4 top 25 wins. Baylor would have 3, including both teams would have a win over number 6 or number 7 in the Big 12 championship game. And Utah would have 1 top 25 win, which is number 13 Oregon on its schedule. If you just kind of take that into consideration, you would think the committee would eventually have to make that flip, kind of much in the same way we saw in 2014 when Ohio State jumped TCU and Baylor when they didn't have that 13th data point. The Big 12 has that now, and I would think that would make the difference in this case.
All right, so the Big 12, yeah, I think that game between OU and Baylor, it's a rematch of a game OU won by 3 in Waco thanks to a 28-3 comeback. I think a convincing win by either of those teams jumps Utah, unless, of course, Georgia wins. Chris, I think everyone's been talking about this week. Are the top three locked in regardless, Ohio State, Clemson, and LSU?
Yeah,
Clemson going to the playoff even if they lost to Virginia?
Yeah, LSU and Ohio State are locks. Like, you can just write them in permanent marker. They might not stay at 1-2 if they lose, but they're in the playoffs. They've done enough. Clemson, I believe, is in the same boat. They have been historically dominant this year, and that word gets thrown around a lot. But I just mean it. Like, since the start of the BCS era and since the start of the college football playoff era, only Florida State and this year's Ohio State have a better average scoring margin than the Tigers. I know they struggled a little bit earlier, but they've just been stomping on people. And I don't think the committee cares if they're stomping on people from the ACC because they see them stomping on people. Dominance matters. And if you're beating teams that way, you're good enough to beat the best teams in the country, even if you haven't necessarily showed it yet. So I do think Clemson's safe. I think it's even better for Clemson that Virginia checked into the rankings tonight. That way, if Clemson does lose to Virginia, at least they lost to a top 25 team close. The only way I see Clemson getting left out is if they get blown out by the Cavs. And I don't think anybody could see that happening on Saturday.
My last point of business here, Wisconsin at number 8, moving up 4 spots. Does that mean if Ohio State beats Wisconsin, they're going to keep that number 1 spot over LSU, which would presumably have a win over number 4 Georgia?
I'm curious how that's going to play out. I think if LSU goes out and just blows the doors off of Georgia, they've got a chance to get back in that top spot. I think Ohio State's a pretty solid number 1 right now. But given that Ohio State already has that resume point there and that they're essentially working against themselves in this case, you know, like, so Wisconsin can play better and Ohio State's not going to look any worse by beating the same team twice a little closer, but it's not going to be as impressive. Whereas LSU can make a real statement at a neutral site, one that's going to be pretty pro-Georgia and Atlanta. If they could just kind of put their foot on Georgia, which I think is really possible on Saturday, LSU's got a shot to climb up to number 1. I don't think those two spots are locked in. And as we've discussed before, there's no more important kind of a jostle there between 1 and 2 with Clemson kind of looming at 3.
All right, Chris, good stuff. Excited to sort of dive into this on Sunday when we finally see the rankings. I want to, before I let everyone go, a quick pitch. If you are in Atlanta on Friday, December 6th, Connor Tapp and I will be hosting a live version of the College Football Daily at Pandora's offices in Midtown. We'll have Rusty Manziel and Shea Dixon from our Georgia and LSU sites on the panel, as well as former Georgia All-American linebacker Rennie Curran and maybe even a few more Georgia and LSU players. The event kicks off at 5:30 Eastern. Doors open at 5. It's BYOB. and free to attend. If you have any more questions, you do need RSVP. If you have any more questions, just find us on Twitter and ask. We'd love to see you guys. That will do it for today's episode of the College Football Daily. Leave us a 5-star review. We'll talk to you next time.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.